Mira made it as far as Craig's bed, then sat beside the badger mum and broke down sobbing.
Oh, Craig, you're not dying, are you?
The great badger chuckled.
Dry your eyes, pretty one. I'm not going to pass on in the midst of my own feast and leave that hare with all the food. Look here.
She brought from beneath her robe an object bound with strips of green cloth. She unwrapped the scraps of fabric and gave them to Mira, together with the small bark-bound volume that had been hidden inside them.
There's the rest of your mysteries. All the Itagals old Hog and I didn't have time to hide around the abbey. You can read all about them in the book, but leave that until the morrow. We're right in the middle of a celebration. I can't have Ottermaids weeping and riddles unravelling.
Craig raised her voice so every beast could hear.
Your new abbess Mira is going to make an announcement.
In the silence that followed, Trey, the mouse babe, piped up.
I hope it's not that old dib and get another wash.
Mira burst out laughing at the cheeky infant.
No, it's not. As abbess of Redwall Abbey, I request that you all carry on feasting and have a wonderful time.
Craig waited until the roars of approval had died down.
Attention, please, friends. I have only a little more to say before I retire and leave Mother Abbess Mira to watch over Redwall. I would like to confirm that Burab's probation is now over and he is a fully-fledged master of abbey music.
With his mouth still full of plum pudding and cider, the hare leaped up and went sprawling. He bolted upright and saluted.
Thank you, ma'am. I wish to say...
Drog Selahog blinked and wiped the paw across his face.
Don't you mean you wish to spray? Finish eating first.
Burab swallowed hastily and looked regally down his nose at Drog.
Mind your manners, old chap, what? Where was I? Oh, yes, blinking long probation, but thank you, ma'am, and you too, Mother Abbess. I say, flipping Ottermaid young enough to be one's daughter and one's got to call her mother. Bit thick, what? In honour of the jolly old occasion, ma'am, I shall play me hurdy-gurdy and sing for you. Now, what is your pleasure? A ballad? A dirge? A song of unrequited love? What?
Craig lay back and smiled fondly.
Nothing mournful or sad, if you please. Play me a rousing old marching song, so I can remember the good old days when I ruled the hares of the long patrol at Salamandastron. A special favourite of mine was the Battle of the Boiling Water. Do you know it, Burab?
The hare was already making complicated adjustments to his cumbersome instruments. He chuckled confidently.
Know it, ma'am? I learned it sitting on my old grandpa's lap. You remember him, of course, old pie-faced Bagscut, the most perilous and greedy hare in the regiment. 'Twas his favourite song, too. Ah, those were the long sunny days, ma'am.